A Midday with Howie Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is Money FM 89.3, Singapore's first business and personal finance station. I'm Howie Lim, and sale season has begun. Happiness all around. Singaporeans love to shop, don't we? And with the sale season upon us, how, though, are e-commerce players of all shapes and sizes, which operate across the region, adapting to and powering through the various market conditions? And how is e-commerce shaping the industry? Today with us, Chief Commercial Officer of Shopee, Zhou Junjie. He joins us for a chat in Mind Your Business. Junjie, thanks for coming today.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for having me here.
Tell us briefly about Shopee. I understand you work on a pretty lean business model, don't you?
Yeah, Shopee, actually, we started in May of 2015. So currently, we are leading e-commerce platform in Southeast Asia and Taiwan. So we run in 7 markets, namely Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, Thailand, the Philippines, Vietnam, and Taiwan.
How's it going so far?
I mean, business is going well. We have grown tremendously over the last 3 years. So we started with a lean manpower, about 10 people in Singapore. And over the last 3 years, we actually grow a lot to a current size of 7,000 people across the region.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. So these big days that we know of, like the 9/9 Super Shopping Day, we've got 11/11 coming up. How do you prepare for it? What's it look like behind the scenes? Is it like a duck when they're traveling on water? It all looks very calm, but underneath the feet are paddling like crazy.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we use a lot of data and technology to prepare for the big sale days. Yeah, so for example, we anticipate what's the volume or traffic like coming the big season. So even before the big season starts,
How do you guess that kind of thing?
I mean, we have.
I mean, it's growing from year to year.
Yes, yes. So, I mean, we look at past data. Mm. For example, we just finished our 9/9 Super Shopping Day. So from the data itself, we know like how many people came in, what's the kind of traffic and orders that we actually have on the day itself, right? So we based on that and anticipate the growth over the last 2 months. We kind of can anticipate what's the traffic that we will have on the 11/11.
Who do you guess is the busiest during these kinds of big shopping days? Which teams do what? And who's the most stressed out? You are.
I mean, actually, everybody is stressed out. So we do a lot of things here behind the scene. For example, I mean, even like, you know, 6 months before the busy days, we already started preparing for the platform because we know that the traffic is going to surge tremendously. So, you know, our engineers work very hard to prepare for our servers, prepare for our system to make sure the shopping experience is smooth, right? Of course, I think the team itself, I think the business development team, the marketing team, all of them are very, very busy preparing for the sales season.
If you're preparing 6 months before these particular sale days, you're busy all the time, Junjie.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, e-commerce is fast moving.
Mm.
Industry, right? So we have to be prepared all the time.
How are you standing out from other platforms over at Shopee?
I think one of the things that we feel that we are different is we are actually a Singapore headquartered company, but we have been operating in the region all the time. So we know the insights and we have the home court advantage. This is what we feel. I mean, the difference is this region, overall, there's about 600 million people, which is a very, very big market. But if you look at the entire geography, right, it actually spans a very big
area.
Yes, with a lot of different people. And they speak different language. They have a different culture. They like different things. Yeah, their user habit is different. So we have to do a very localized approach. So that's why we actually have local office in every single country. Operated mainly by the local talents.
Mm.
Yeah, so I think we have the best knowledge of what the users want in each of the market.
How do you think an e-commerce player like yourself can help with regional economic integration, collaboration, for example, job creation as well?
Yeah, I think, for example, I mean, for Shopee itself, because we are a marketplace, so we actually enable sellers to come online and sell their products on Shopee. Right, so we do a lot of even like trainings for our merchants. For example, in Singapore, we run our Shopee University, which like we have classes. The merchants can just come to us and we teach them the basics about how to, you know, even about open a shop, listing ours and some techniques on how to sell better.
You have the time to do that as well?
Yeah, we have. probably not myself, but I mean, I definitely look at the program itself, and we have a dedicated team running it.
Obviously, data plays a big part. Talk to us about that. How do you keep up to date with the latest in what's happening with data analytics and also cybersecurity we need to touch on as well?
Yeah, so in Shop itself, we actually have a dedicated, we call it BI team, business intelligence team. So they look after the data itself. So from the data structure itself, like building the data warehouse, storing all those data, and also, of course, like what you mentioned, ensuring the data security.
Mm.
So these are very, very useful because every day consumers come to our platform. They, you know, they browse, they shop. So we know a lot of user behavior through analyzing the data. So a lot of our decisions in terms of what users want, in terms of the feature that we want to roll out, in terms of what kind of campaigns that users most likely want to see. So all of these decisions actually we run it based on the data insights that we have.
Give us an example, because personally from experience, when I've shopped before, say I bought a pair of black boots online somewhere, and then I'll keep seeing ads for black boots. And you know what? I'm done. I bought the black boots already. Can't you recommend something else?
Yeah, I mean, typically what we have is, let's say we have a module called recommendation module. So when consumer like you come to our site, of course, like, you know, you search different things, you browse different things, right? So from there, we guess, you know, we sort of like put a profile of yourself, of, you know, as individual consumer.
Yeah.
From there, we guess what you actually most likely want to shop, right? So we try to recommend the things that you want. Yeah. If you buy different things, you browse different things, we probably will recommend you a series of things, but just basing on the data that we collect.
The things that you click and such. Okay. Yeah. How do you think Shopee differentiates itself from other e-commerce players in Singapore?
In Singapore, I think we operate in a relatively lean model. Means we are a marketplace. We don't really run very heavy operations like logistics itself. So we work very closely with our partners. Right? For example, we work with our brand partners, we work with logistic companies, we work with payment partners to offer a seamless user experience for our shoppers.
How are you doing this though? Because always when a business starts, right, the owner has to think about the number of people to help me out, my capital outlay, the infrastructure needed, etc. So why is it that other e-commerce players need so much more and you guys can run on a leaner model?
I think, first of all, I think we have to see what a viable business model is. Right, we can see in the region. I mean, including Singapore, we already have individuals, merchants who already sell online, sell through social media, or even offline merchants. They actually need a platform to be able to help them to sell online. Right, so from there, we know there is a pool of merchants that we can go and acquire them. Right, so they form an integral part of our seller pool. Yeah, rather than we do ourself for everything. Yeah.
Mm. So coming up, we've got the 11/11, as we talked about, the Black Friday, the Cyber Monday, Christmas is coming. Where are you on these days? At the back biting your nails, or it's your job is done, you're relaxing, just see the numbers roll in?
We are confident that we are well prepared. But of course, I think behind the scene, there are a lot of works that's still being done.
It doesn't just stop on that day, right? Yeah. Just because 11/11 is over, can relax. No.
Yeah, it's actually for 11/11 itself, we started in the past Monday, 29 October.
Mm.
So it's a 2-week long campaign that that we run with different theme days every day. Yeah. So like after 11/11, there will be Black Friday, Cyber Monday. There will be like 12/12. And Christmas, there are a lot of things to be done.
How much bigger do you think the e-commerce market is going to become? It all sounds like it's on the up and up. It can only grow bigger, right?
It's going to be tremendous, over the...
Are you prepared for the tremendous size of it all, Jun Jie?
Yeah, we are prepared in terms of operation itself, in terms of building the team, in terms of the talent pool that we have. And we'll continue to build on our technology and data approach to further improve our app and to provide the best user experience for
what
users.
What was the last thing you bought online, Jun Jie?
I bought a lot of things, but typically, as a guy, I buy
tech stuff.
Tech stuff, yeah.
Do you get it for free when you shop on Shopee?
No, I have to pay.
What do you mean? Where is the chief commercial officer discount?
I mean, it's actually a good user experience to buy and really experience yourself.
To see how it works.
See how it works in terms of the overall browsing, search experience, the checkout experience, and also the delivery.
Make sure everything's working okay,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Shopee is where you can find them, shopee.sg. Zhou Junjie is Chief Commercial Officer there. Junjie, thank you so much.
Thank you.